This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
There were, for the first time in weeks, noticeable developments in the December 2nd San Bernardino terrorist attack case.
Yeah, and this all seemed to come right around the six-month anniversary. First, we learned that the federal government is going after the life insurance policy that Syed Rizwan Farooq, the terrorist shooter, took out, $275,000. He named his mother as beneficiary. And now remember, she's taking care of the couple's baby. The second, there's a new allegation that Enrique Marquez, the neighbor of Farooq, who was plotting with him, apparently, has been charged with that, at least in federal court, that he had ties to a terrorist group that was based in the Inland Empire. And third, the coroner's reports were released. They just reinforce what a chaotic scene of carnage this was when first responders got there. And lastly, the division of the $2.5 million in charitable donations that came in to help the victims and their survivors, the final division of that money was announced.
Talking about Marquez, you know, when we first saw him, he seemed like maybe just such a nice guy who maybe just tangentially got wrapped up in this thing. And now it seems the evidence is pointing to maybe something a little more involved.
Well, you'll recall that one of the things that came out very early on was apparently when Marquez was cooperating, he told authorities that he and Farooq had plotted an attack on the 91 freeway, kind of a sniper attack in 2012, but they were backed off after a group of American terrorists was arrested and charged. And so perhaps this is that same group. Maybe this is related to that.
And Marquez's trial one more time has been postponed
until next year.
Okay. Next, a new Metrolink line opened between Paris and Riverside, and that was quite a big deal.
It's a big deal. You know, this is the first expansion of the Metrolink system since 1994, and that goes back almost to the beginning of the system. I got a chance to ride it on Wednesday. That was a lot of fun. They had kind of a rollout, if you will, with elected officials who helped make this possible. You know, Ken, every morning I listen to your traffic reports, and that northbound 215 from Paris through Moreno Valley is always tied up. And officials are hoping this will ease that. The tracks go right alongside the freeway for much of the route, and so you can sit in your car tied up in traffic and watch the Metrolink train traveling at freeway speed. So they're hoping that eventually about 4,300 people will be riding that line.
I know it makes a difference when I'm on the 210. Trying to get, say, back into the IE, and the Metrolink train whizzes past me there. I know that makes a difference. It really is psychological. So we'll see if it does the same thing in our neck of the woods here. Finally, let's preview the election around here. There has been a big boom in registration that both counties are seeing this, and there's at least one measure on the ballot that you want to talk about.
Well, sure. First of all, registration is up throughout the state. In Riverside County, 45,000 new voters have registered. In San Bernardino County, 44,000. I think a lot of this has to do with the excitement of the presidential primary, these contested races, and Trump's flamboyance, of course. And perhaps the visits of Sanders and Clinton to the area last week and this week. Will the new voters come out to vote? That's a big question. If they didn't register until now, how dedicated are they to actually voting? Nobody can predict that right now. You know, there are a lot of top-of-ticket races on the ballot, the presidential primary, of course, U.S. Senate in California, where Barbara Boxer is retiring, congressional seats, the Board of Supervisors, several of those seats are up in both counties, and, of course, some city councils. But in Riverside, I wanted to talk about Measure A and Measure B. These are two ballot measures that were placed on the ballot by the city council. Measure A would give the city attorney the authority to prosecute misdemeanors that are committed in the city of Riverside. And Measure B would give the city council members a big raise, about a 50% bump up to about $66,000 a year. But, you know, this comes at a bad time. This comes at a time when Riverside is getting a lot of press about the deficits that they're facing and cutbacks they're facing. So I don't think the timing is good to go to the voters and ask them to spend new money.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.